Would you like to have a seat? more comfortable? Okay. We're learning the halakhah of Shechita. Now, it happens to be that Shechita is a very, very lumdisha inyan, and I thought I would speak about the first mishnah and the second perek. That this is actually a concept that comes across in Shas in quite a few places. The mishnah says, Hashochi echad ba'ol v'shnayim v'behema shechitas v'sheru. If you sheft one, there's a difference between an oaf, birds, and a behemoth. By a behemoth, one must sheft two simonim for the behemoth to be mutter, ayet shechita. And for an oaf, birds, you sheft one simon. Hashoket echad ba'oaf v'shnayim v'behemoth shechita sok shera. Berubo shel echad kemohu. And if you sheft rov of one simon of an oaf, or two simonim of a behemoth, that's 51%. It's a kosher shechita. Then there's a repetition in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, again, Rov Echad Ba'of Rov Ushtai Ba'behema. It's more explained that L'chadchila, one should sheft all of the two simonim by behema, or, according to one chart of the Gemara, also all of the two simonim by an oaf. But b'di'evet, if a person shefts only Rov Simon of an oaf, or Rov two simonim of a behema, the shechita is kosher. So now the Gemara says, a little bit later, that the sugya, that the Gemara says, Chetzi echad ba'ov, itmar. Rav omer mechza mechza kerov, Rav Kahana omer mechza mechza eno kerov. The machlokas here in Kulin, according to the Halamin of the Gemara, what is the din if instead of shechting rov of the two simonim by a behema, or rov of one simon by an oaf, he shechts exactly half? Now, there's a big discussion in Tosfos, and in this shiur we're going to assume that he shefted exactly half. Efshar l'tzamtzem means that he shefted exactly 50%. There's a machlokas in Mechoros, if it's efshar l'tzamtzem or efshar l'tzamtzem, we're going according to the tzad of the Rishonim, which is many Rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara, efshar l'tzamtzem. So now, what is the din if a person shefted exactly half of a simon of an oaf or two, or half of two simonim by behema? Itmo arab omer mechza mechza kerov, Rav Kahana omer mechza mechza eno kerov. Rab omer mechza mechza, half and half. Kerov, haki omer le rachmanu le Moshe. The Torah said to Moshe, Hilchos Shechita was said, Maimon Har Sinai, it's all Torah Shebal Peh, lo tishaya ruba, shecht at least a half, and as long as you didn't leave over a half of a simon, more than half of a simon, not kashafted, not shefted, that's kosher. Rav Kahana omer mechza mechza eino kerov. Hafi omer le rachmanu le Moshe. The Torah said, to Moshe Har Sinai, shchot ruba. You must shecht 51% rov. The Gemara has a discussion. One of the questions the Gemara asks, Tashma, Shafet Chetzi Gar, let's go before that. Tashma, who asked a question about a tanner. You have a tanner of cheres. Tanner is an oven that's made of cheres, porcelain. I think it's how we translate cheres. What? Earthenware?
Earthenware.
I don't know the difference between porcelain and earthenware. Excuse me. Okay? But you didn't have porcelain at the time of the Gemara, maybe. Yes? Or, no. Tashma. Chilkul Hashtayim, you have a tanner, an oven that's tummy. Chalkul Hashtayim, v'hein shavim. You break a tanner, it's the way a person is matar a tanner, he breaks it. Once it's broken, it loses its shame kli, it's now no longer considered a vessel, and the tumah disappears. So the Gemara says, Chilkul Hashtayim, v'hein shavim, shneim tmeim. L'fishi'i efshu l'tzamtzeim. Well, if one breaks a tanner in half, they're still both tameh, because we can't mitzamsem, a tanner has little holes in it, and you can't break it exactly in half. So therefore, we're always afraid that one side is bigger than the other side, and if one side is still bigger, it has a shame kli, it's still rove of a kli, the majority of the kli still exists, it's not considered broken, it's still tameh. Says the Gemara's a diet from this brisa, ha efshar l'tzamtzeim, if it would theoretically be possible to break a earthenware oven exactly in half, they would both be tahor. And if you say, Rav, that mechza mechza din of exactly half and half is like a rov, so then we should say, am I tahorim? Zilhacha ikaruba, the zilhacha ikaruba. Since exactly each half has a din of rov, so we should look at the Tanner as each half being a rov, each half being a majority, and there we have one half which is more than 50%, the other half is also more than 50%. Since it's the din of half, the din of a mechza, has a din of a rov, so this Tanner should still be Tanner. And yet the deal from the Brisa is it should be Tahar. Says Rav Papa, to answer Rav, on Rav Papa, Tre Rubi Bechad Mana Leika. We cannot say in one kli two things that associate each other. We can't look at one kli and break it in half and say that we have two robes, two majorities in one kli. Whereas in Shechita, the Torah just said to Shech, the part that Shech is, the part that you cut. We don't care about the rest of the simonim, the throat, the veshet, or the windpipe. So we don't care about the part you didn't cut. As long as you cut a mechza and didn't leave over more than half uncut, that's mutter. Then the Gemara asked another question. Tashma, shachet chetzi gargera. Now, I'll fill you in a little bit about Hilchos Shechita, so we'll be able to understand the next part of the Gemara. There's an interesting din by, there's two simonim in a behemoth. Now there's the windpipe and the veshet. Okay, so one must check rove of these two simonim. Now there's a difference between these two simonim. If you make a teeny hole in the veshet, in the esophagus, so then the behemoth is a trefa. And therefore, if you make a mistake during the shechita, drasa, chalada, shehiya, you do one of the psulim and shechita, one must check going back and forth. But let's say a person pushed the knife down, that's called drasa. So if he was Doris, the veshet, even a drop, it's puzzle. But the kana, the windpipe, there are no psulim until he checks more than 50%. If you see a chicken walking around, and he has 49% of his windpipe torn open, he is still kosher lechatzila to shech. And if you check one drop from 49.999% to 50%, according to the side in the Gemara that mechza on mechza, 50% is enough. That would be enough to make to chef this chicken. And according to the other manner, you have to chef 51%.
How do you measure it?
we'll come to that too. There are certain ways you can measure. The Gemara, we pask in the Maisa, what appears, it has to look like it's 50%, more than 50%, 51%, according to Maskana Gomorrah. But actually, the halakha, the strict halakha is that you can, after the shechita, sometimes if they have a question, they cut out the entire veshet, and they open it up with the fingers, and they check the distance to see it was shechted. Now actually, in the finest shechitas, for example, Shevis, the heksher that Rav Weber is in charge of, every single behemoth, every single heksher, if it's not checked at 100%, they don't use it for the mahadran. Even though mi shur sedin, mi ikra din, 51% is kosher according to all of the shittas, but they are so particular about this that they must check all of the two simonim. It's not to give it over to the other. It's not necessarily trade. They don't use these behemoths. They don't check all of the simonim. So anyway, now. I'll explain to you the question of the Gemara. The Gemara is a bomb question on Rav. Rav says, Metzal Metzal Karov. You have to shech half of a sim. So the Braita says, Shechet Chetzi Gargeras, if you shechted exactly half of the windpipe of a behema, Veshoa Bo Kedei Shechita, and you did a psul in Shechita, which is called Shehiya. One shechs, and he stops in the middle of Shechita. The amount of time that it takes to shech, and then he continues the shechita, that puzzles the shechita. So here the Braita says if you started shechting, you shechted half of the windpipe, and then you shechted Mishobo Kedei Shechita, and you did a shear that puzzled the shechita. Kedei Shechita Cheras, the Gomer Shechita also Kshera, and you finish the shechita, it's kosher. The Amar Matzah Matzah Karov, and if you say, Rob, that it's enough to check a half a simon, itra filet. As soon as you shecht a half a simon, so that should have a din of a rov, and now it should be traced because you did a shir shia, and then you continue to shecht the behema. So the Gemara answers, we're not talking about a behema, we're talking about an oath. So the din of an oath is that if it's not 50%, so then the slightest bit you shecht, that makes it kosher. Lo ba'oth, And it's kosher b'manav shah. If you chef, if we send it mechtol mefsik karov, like the other side of the Gemara, so that you did 50, if you did 50%, it's already kosher. The mechtol mefsik ain't a karov, and if mechtol exactly 50% is not karov, so you chef it 50%, that's not like a rov, it's still kosher, it's not even treif yet, and the slightest bit you add, you are shah, you wait to finish the shkita, and now you finish the shkita, it's kosher. So the Gemara comes out, the Gemara has a kasha and rav, the Gemara proves that by shkita you need rov. You cannot matir a behemah. The Gemara says that the machlokas was really talking about something else. The machlokas was talking about Pesach, sheni, that if you have exactly half of Klal Yisrael, tor, and half of Klal Yisrael, tomei, so then there's a machlokas that rav says metzal metzah karov, and the tmeim and the taharim bring the korban Pesach on Pesach. And Rav Kahana holds Mechtel Mechtel Eino Karov, so then the Tmeim are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So the Maskana of the Gemara is Mechtel Mechtel Eino Karov, but Legabe Shita. Now, Tosos asks right away that there's maybe not everybody has learned Hulin, but there are other Gemaras that probably everybody here has learned that the Gemara talks about Mechtel Mechtel. There's a Gemara in Erevin and a Gemara in Sukkah. And in Erevin, the Gemara discusses Poritz Ka'omid. Let's say one is building mechitzas, and as one builds mechitzas, there is a din. You have to have the area has to be covered by mechitzas. Now, there are different types of halachic mechitzas, but if a person is making regular mechitzas, what if he made exactly 50% omen? The poritz is the open part, and the omen is the wall that he built. Let's say it's exactly 50%, or by sukkah. There's a Gemara in sukkah that talks about sukkah. Let's say you have schach kosher and schach tussel. You have exactly the same amount of schach kosher and schach tussel. What is the din? So this is a machlokas, and here the Gemara comes out in Erevin and in Sukkah that poritz ka'omed is mutter. In other words, when we look at other dinim in the Torah, the halakha is mechza or mechza, 50% exactly and 50%. The din is, it's considered metza metza karov. It has a din of rov. And yet, in Shkita, the Gemara comes out, and the Gemara says, the kuli alma, it has been a ruba boy and ruba on yearly night. The Gemara says, Ella, the kuli alma, metza metza eno karov. Even Rav agrees that in Shkita, metza metza eno karov. And Ki Itmar, the Rav Kahana, this machlokas of Rav Kahana was not said regarding Shkita. You must shef rov of one simon or two simonim by a behema. Ki Itmar, the Rav Kahana, when you pass Pesach Itmar. And that's this machlokas I explained to you, whether it's Klais or exactly 50-50, if the Tmeim and the Taharim both bring a Korban Pesach, or the Tmeim get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So now, Tosus asks a steer from these Gemaras, because in other places in Shas, the Maskana is always Mechza, Mechza, Kerov. We say Poretz Ka'omid. When we look at Mechitzas leading to Erevin, or we look at Skach, Le'inian, Skach Kosher, Skach Posel, the halakha is always Mechza, Mechza, Kerov. It's not 50% Skach Kosher if you have Skach Posel next to it, and that's Kosher. So Tosus asks the Stira here, the Gemara here says, L'kuli Alma, Mechza, Mechza, Eino Kerov. I, the Imtomer, prepare a comedy, Erevin, Paskin and Kirapapa, Domer Poretz, Ka'omid, Mutter. Mamisha Stira. Stira from four Gemoras against this Gemora. Bahayanira Lachalik says Tosos, we could say a chilik, would appear to make a chilik, Bain Shari Surim, in all of the Torah, when we say Metzah Metzah, the din is Karov. And Shkita, the Dover, Hatoli Duchias. But Shkita, since the din of Shkita is one must kill, halakhically kill the behemoth, all yidei the Shkita, so Shkita, in order to halakhically kill the animal, you must check rov. And if you don't check rov, it's not known as a din in Chiyas. One must die the Shkita to kill the behemoth, and if he doesn't kill the behemoth, so it's not considered shechted. Even though, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Metzah Metzah is enough, but in Shkita, it's toyin Chiyas. That would be saying that this is a din tolian metzias. It depends on the life of the animal. If the behemoth doesn't die by 50%, that's when you need 51%. So Tosfos, that can't be though, because The Gemara asks the question from Tanur. One of the questions the Gemara here discusses and asks on Rav is this Gemara, this price that we explained, if you have an oven, a earthenware oven, that is, if you could break it exactly 50-50, it would be Tahar. So if there's a difference between Chiyas and Isurim, so what's the Gemara asking in Tumah? What's the Gemara asking from Tanur? So Tosa says there is no Chilik. The Hema would be halakhically killed when it would be wrong. So Tosa says, Ilah demaiti la la'el the Tanur, the Gam Tema. It's a Tema. There's a whole daf and a half in Erevin, a whole discussion, in Poretz Ka'omet, if we say Metzal Metzal Karo, Poretz Ka'omet. And in Erevin, the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't bring any of the cases over here. It brings a Chulin. The Gemara doesn't bring any of the riots over there here, and the Gemara doesn't bring any of those Gemaras. It's two completely different sugyas.
In Tana, I mean, since the Gemara for infant, rather, according to Tana, doesn't that show that Habamina was that Shechit is the same as everything else?
That's right, exactly. That's what I'm supposed to say. Yeah, the Gemara really should have said a bigger kasha. The Gemara should have said, what are you asking the Chlal from Tana from? Tana isn't totally Anthias. The Gemara didn't answer that.
No, but that seems to show that the Habamina was that Rav didn't make the chilek, and the Maskani does make it.
Except even in the Maskani, that's not the chilek Rav makes. You're right. If the Gemara would be doich and say Shechit is different because it's only on Chiyus, so then we could say such a chilek. But Tosus is being medayik the Gemara and saying that since the Gemara didn't say the chilek and asked this question, didn't answer this question, this would have been a much better answer than the Gemara says. It must be that Tosus holds like this, that there is no chilek between Isurim and Chiyus. So Tosfos says a different. You understand what I'm saying?
Even though we say that Rav Lamaskana admits by Shechita.
That's right. I'm just telling you Tosfos. Yeah. You're right. If Tosfos would answer like you're saying, then Tosfos could say that's the answer. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos starts by saying Chiyus is different, and he's Madaik the Gemara, because the Gemara asks from Tanur and doesn't say no, Isurim is different than Shechita, and since the Gemara doesn't say this very obvious chilek, so it must be that they really are the same. So Tosfos is very interesting. Tosfos says, "V'shema yesh l'chalek t'hacha iser v'tuma." When we're talking about isurim and tuma, then we say mechta metza eno karo. That's the Gemara in Chulin. V'hasim l'inyan l'chitzus v'lo dami. But l'inyan l'chitzus l'inyan Shabbos l'inyan Sukkah v'lo dami. Now, it's a very interesting Tosfos. Tosfos doesn't explain what the chilek is. So I had a tremendous yad of the Shmaya. That I right away I thought that there was a very obvious explanation and maybe a chilek, and I looked very all over and I finally found this chilek. So one of the things I wanted to explain to you is the pshat in Tosfos and his chilek in all of Shas when we say metzal metzal karo and when we say metzal metzal eino karo. Metzal metzal karo, when we talk about isurim or tuma, one declare a chakira. Everybody knows what a chakira is. A chakira is we could try and understand when the Torah said metzal metzal. What does the Torah mean? And I'll tell you, there's three ways that we could explain this. Metzal metzal is the pshat that when the Torah said it's enough 50%, that the Torah said when you build a wall that's less than 50% and you have porous that's meruba, so then it's batal. It's not kosher. But as soon as you build the wall up to 50%, exactly 50%, that has the cheshivas. The Torah said it's enough 50%. You don't need to say metzah karov. It's enough that as soon as you make half, you have half spot kosher and half spot potel, or according to the Habamin of the Gemara, you shechted half of the simon, that is enough. The Torah said, shech the half. And if we look in the Gemara says, Rav holds, Haki Avri Rachmana Lamoshe, Al tishaya ruba. When you're shechting, don't leave over rov not shechted. The Gemara in Erevin says al tishaya poritz meruba. Don't leave the open part bigger than the omid part. But it's, one side of our chakir will be that is it enough that the Torah said have a 50%, and that's enough. The second side of our chakir will be that maybe the Torah said, and this is Tosu says this and Rashi says this in this Gemara. Tosu says that we need to come on to a din of rov. And for example, by Tanur, by the case of the earthenware oven, if when we broke it, it would still be rov, then it would be considered a taner shalem. It's still tame because it still has a shame taner on it. It's still considered a taner because there's rov. So if it would only be exactly 50%, it would be tar. But we need to say mechza al mechza karov. We must say that the 50%, it doesn't, it's not enough to only build 50%. We must give that 50% a din that is considered rov. It has the chashivas, even though when we measure it, it's exactly 50%. But when the Torah said you need a rov, the Torah said, it's enough 50%. Because if you get up to 50%, then the Torah was machshiv that 50% to be considered a din rov. That's the second side. The first side of the chikir is you don't need a rov. You only need 50%. The Torah matric 50%. The second side of the chikir is the Torah needs a rov. And once you get to 50%, it has a din rov. The third side of the chakira is the Torah needs kulah. You must shecht 100% of the siman. You must build a mechitza that's 100% covered. But the Torah said a big chiddush. Once you shecht 50% of the siman, according to Habamim and the Gemara, or you build a mechitza that's 50% of the heket, so it has a din rov. And all you did is a din rov. According to the din rov, we say rubo kekulah. Once we have a din rov, then halachically, it's considered as the behemoth is completely shechted, or the mechitza is completely covered. We have not just we have a din rov that's enough 50%, 51%. Rather, if the Torah said you need 100%, and the din rov gives you that din 100%, all you did is the din of rubo kekulo. Now these are the three sons.
Then you really have four sons in there.
I don't know. I only have three. What is your fourth?
No, because the first question is a half. Is it do we need?
Is it only? Is enough
exactly
only
a half?
Yeah.
Or do we need more than half? Right. Or do we say a half is all we need, or do we say a half is karuv?
Right.
And the second set is...
No, that's already two.
Does the Torah need... Yeah. But then maybe it's a different question. Does the Torah need the row
no,
at all, and we say rubo kekulo?
Even still, on that side, we would still have to say that this din of mechza karuv gives me the din of rubo kekulo. Now that, these are my three sides. Now, Mirat Hashem, I don't want to go over, so I'm going to try and make it very short, but... This is the chilek between mechitzas and shchita. And I found that Rav Issa Zalman Meltzer writes in the Rambam, in his parish on the Rambam in Sukkah, that this chilek, and it's so meduyak in the Gemara, because all the Gemaras in Erev and in Sukkah never say this lashon of mechza al mechza karov. The Gemara in Erev says, porit ka'omid. That's the machlokas. So if you have porit, the open part, and the omid, the built part, Porat ka'omid, they're equal. What is the din? And also in Sukkah, it's the same, it's exactly the same machlokas. The Gemara says here, Itmar, porat ka'omid. You have the open part equal to the built part. Rav Papa Omer Mutter, Rav Huna Bredi Yeshua Omer Aser. Rav Papa Omer Mutter, Haki Agmari Rachmanu L'Moshe, this is the way the Torah taught Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Tifrots Ruba. Don't have a porat, the open part rov. Rav Huna Bereid of Yeshua Omer Aser Haki Agmei Rachman LeMoshe. The Torah said to Moshe, Gedor Ruba. You need to build a rov. But here the Gemara never says Metz or Metzika rov. So the chiluk is that regarding mechitzas, it's enough when you build a mechitza that's 50%. You only need 50%. One does not need for the 50% to give a din rov. Masha Enkin in Shlita. The Habamim of the Gemara was it's enough to have a 50%. The Gemara proves that that's wrong. And the maskana of the Gemara is, you need rov by shchita. Because the reason why the Gemara didn't bring the riyas that brought in Erevin is because here we're talking about a sugya that we need to come on to the din of rov. And I'll prove what I'm saying, because when the Gemara asked the question from Tanur, so the Gemara's question was, once you break an oven, if it's still 50%, then it has a din rov. The 50% has a chashiva, then it's like a taner shalim. It's like a complete taner. So the Havamim in the Gemara was, if you say metzah, metzah karov, if you say 50%, it's like a rov. So then we should say that each half has a din rov, and therefore both parts should still be tamei. And the Gemara answers, you can't say tardi v'sasri, you can't say two things that one contradicts the other. So this you can't say. But we see that the question of the Gemara, to say that the Taner is still Tameh, we must come on to a din rov. We must say that rov of the Taner is still Shalem, not broken, and therefore the Taner is still Tameh. So this is a sugya in Chulin. If we said Metzah Karov, then we would be saying that the Metzah has a din rov. It's he has the kashivas. This is the lashon of Tosus over here. Tosus asks the kasha b'chla. What is the Gemara asking b'tan? He answers v'yesh lama d'tali adavar b'chashivas. The mishum d'chashiv lein mechze kerov. This mechze, according to the Halam and the Gorns, chashiv has the importance. Kerov. Then we wanted. Then we were thinking it would be still a tana tami. So now, the third side of our chakira, when we say ruba kakulo. So now this is a question that there's a Ramban in the beginning of the parak that, and this is the sotistic question when we deal with Shrita, when the Torah said to shech two simonim of a behemoth, did the Torah say you must shech all of the simonim, or is it enough to shech rov? Is the din of, what is the din deraisa? When the Torah said to shech the behemoth, you need to shech two simonim, is the din deraisa enough to shech 50%, 51%? Or is the din of the Torah that you must shech the entire two simonim? But once you and b'diavad, if you shech rov, so then we say rubo kakulo. So there's a Beis Halevi, a brilliant explanation. I'm not going to have time. I don't want to go through the whole Gemara to explain to prove all these proofs. But he explains that these two that this question is based on Rashi. Rashi has a very big chiddush. Rashi learns there's a Gemara later on about. If you make a mistake during Shechita, Shoah, the Mi'ut Simonim, you've shechted and you stopped during Mi'ut Simonim, or you did Chalad. Chalad is taking the knife and going under the Simonim, in Mi'ut Simonim. The Gemara says taken. Rashi learns that the suffix of the Gemara is in the Mi'ut Basra of the Shechita. That means that after you shechted Rov of the Simon, Rov of the Shechita, if you would stop, take out the knife, it would be Kasher. But you didn't stop, you didn't take out the knife, you continued shechting. And as you continued in the Mi'ut Basra, after, say, 99% of the simon you shechted, and then in the very last drop of the simon you made a mistake, Rashi learns that's the suffix of the Gemara, and Rashi constants the Chumra, it's Trey. Suffix, the rice of the Chumra. That's the Pasha to Rashi. So now, this is a very interesting concept, because if you could finish the Shechita, you could take out the knife, it would be Pasha. So how can the rice, the Shechita, be possible if you didn't, if you made a mistake after you finished it? The Beis Halevi proves that Rashi Shita is that you must deraisa shech the entire simon. And if you shech the entire simon, so then there's a din, the Torah said to shech the entire simon. If you shech rova the simon and you stop, then we say ruba kakulo, it's considered you shech the entire simon and it's kosher. If you don't do that, so then, and you continue shechting, you could puzzle the shechita in the last 1%. And the Beis Halevi explains that if we were to say Mefzal Mefzal, and actually these two sides of the Gemara, if Shechit according to the Halim of the Gemara, Mefzal Mefzal Rov would be Mutter, so then the Torah would only need Rov. The Maskana of the Gemara says that Mefzal Mefzal and Karov, and therefore you need Rov. The Rov you need according to Rashi, one must shep the entire two simonim. The Beis Halevi brings a beautiful Raya in Sephora that he says that if there was a mitzvah like tenufa of a korban, and by a korban there's a mitzvah to do tenufa, to do the tenufa, or let's say by a mincha to mix the shemen into the solus, into the flour, so that's a mitzvah. It's not ma'akib. If you don't do the tenufa, the korban is kosher. Shechita is not a mitzvah like these other mitzvahs. Shechita is a matter. When you shech the behemoth, you are mattering the behemoth to eat. You're taking away the iser of Eber min Achai, and the Isser of Enel Tzvucha. The Torah, it's Asser to eat a behemoth that's not shechted. And the Shechita actually comes to matter the behemoth. So now, if, does it make sense to say the Torah said, you need to matter the behemoth by 100%? And b'diavad, you could matter the behemoth by 50%, 51%. If it was a mitzvah, we could say that the Tanufa isn't ma'akev. But a hechsher, it's not likely that the Torah would say you could lechatzilah, you must shech 100% of the behemah to matter the behemah, and b'diavad you could matter the behemah by 51%. If it's a matter, we can't have two matirim. Midiraita, there's no makom in Sephora, there's no place to say a chilek that the Torah said to matter the behemah, it's enough 51%. Deraita, you need to do 100%, and b'diavad deraita, it's enough 51%. If it's a matter, there's no such Sephora like this. So now I would like to adkan halakha. Now I'd like to speak a little bit about Shavuos. Still have about, I think.
Is there any practical aspect application of this. So shechita is different to all the other examples.
That's right.
The point of shechita is killing the animal quickly. Now, if you're going to cut half the koneh, the animal will not die as quickly as it would die if you cut the whole half of the same.
That's true, but that's what Tosfos was really saying, that it, since it's enough to chef 51%, even it's certainly enough to chef the other 51%. According to the way we're explaining Rashi, once you chef the 51% and you stop, it's considered halakhically as if you chef the 100%. But the Behem is halakhically dead once you chef the 51%.
I would suggest perhaps that it is that it's the windpipe is still partially attached.
We'll see. As we learn Kulin, halakhically the Behem is considered dead as soon as you chef 51%. That's the Maskana, that's the Rashi, and it's very. I can speak to you about it later, but there's no question about that. Okay.
Almost on Musa, we say a person should look at himself as if the world is half Sukkulius and half not. If he does a mitzvah, then
it's right.
Why
nice.
Don't you say Mester Kemetzer?
I'll come back to that, okay? Okay, so now, I would like very much to. There's a chazal about Matan Torah. Probably everybody knows this chazal. And I have found another chazal. First of all, you could do me a tremendous tovah. Anybody that can, there's one gemara probably that everybody knows. It's on the Pekhes and Shabbos, Pekhes on the day. The gemara says that when B'shasha Ola Moshe Lemarum, Kodesh Baruch Hu went to Shemayim to receive the Torah, Omru Malach Yashayitz Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the angels said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbonu Shel Olam, Ma Yilud Isha Beinenu. What is a earthly born person doing between us? Or Melana Kaddish Baruch Hu answered the angels. Lekabel Torah Ba. Moshe came to receive the Torah. Omer Lefanav Chamuda Genuza Shigenuza Lecha Tisha Meos Veshivim Ve'arba Doros Kodim Shenibra Olam. This tremendous treasure that was so many generations before the world was even created. You want to give the Torah to Basar Vadam, to a flesh and blood person? Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, give them an answer. Moshe says, I'm afraid. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on to the Kitzei Kavod, Heshiv and Shuva, and give them a Shuva. And Moshe brings an answer. Everybody knows the Gemara. Kibud Avahein, what does it say in the Torah? This is the Chazal that everybody knows. I would like to bring you another chazal. Now I have it. This is brought in the Hagdama of Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver in his Haggadah. And I spent an hour in Haggadah looking for it. I found the pasuk. First of all, I thought I just looked at Medrash. And then I looked in a Tehillim. And all the different places that Tehillim brings the pasuk. And there was about 25 places. And there's a few Roshi tables. I wasn't sure what they were. I went to the Zohar. So I haven't found this chazal yet. I know it's a chazal. But if somebody could find the chazal, it would be a big for me. I wanted to read it to you inside, but I couldn't find where the source of this chazal is. So it's brought down like this. Hu inyan omer chazal. Shibasha shikitrugu malachi asharis al nesina sator. At the time when the angels were makatre, they complained that Kodesh Baruch was giving the Torah to Klai Israel, Lemoshe, omer ma en al shkitiz karenu. What is an earthly born person doing here? Asher Tana Hokal Shamayim Ma Asa Kaddish Baruch Hu. This matter says differently. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the angels. Star Cluster Panav Shel Moshe Domala Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Moshe Rabbeinu's facial features to look like Avram Avinu. For Omerlei Lo Zeh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to the Malachim, to the angels, Lo Zeh Shiratim Va'achaltim Etok Beiso Ve'i Atem Mitvayshim Mifanam. Isn't this the person that you went down to his house and you ate and drank at Avraham Avinu's house, and aren't you embarrassed? This is the Chazal. Now, what is the pshat? First of all, that there could be a machlokas between the Malachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that Malachim, their purpose is to fulfill the ratzon, the desire of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We know the ultimate ratzon of a Kaddish Baruch Hu is that we keep the Torah. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu's purpose in the creation of the world was to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So how did the Malachim come and argue with a Kaddish Baruch Hu? And second of all, what was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer to the Malachim? How could it, what did he mean that he changed Moshe Rabbeinu's facial features to look like Avraham Avinu? And he said to the Malachim, aren't you embarrassed? You came and you ate and drank at his house. This is referring to after the Bris Milah, when Avraham Avinu finished the Bris Milah, the Orchim that came to visit Avraham Avinu, these were the Malachim. What kind of a vikuach is this? What kind of an argument is this? What is the meaning of this chazal? So, Rav Yitzchak Isaacover explained, was one of the Gedoli Talmidim of the Gra, that the machlokas over here was a fundamental idea that when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, this was now a Kodesh Baruch Hu changed the entire creation. Once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, then the entire creation depends on our actions. When we do mitzvahs, we elevate the entire creation up until and including the Kisei HaKavod and the Malachi HaSharis and the Malachim. When Chas V'Shalom we don't do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we could lower even the all the worlds, the entire creation. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving over the Hanhaga of the Bria to Klal Yisrael. The Malbim gives a mashal like the leader of an orchestra. The leader of an orchestra does a little like this, and the drums, and it just, he's the one that orchestrates the entire, one person here, he's orchestrating the entire the conductor, he's orchestrating all of the music. Klal Yisrael are the conductor of the world. After Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael the Torah, then every single thing that happens in this world, whether it's a war in the end of the world, a volcano, every single thing depends only on Klal Yisrael. For 26 generations, those that learned out the Yomi, the Gemara in Sufim says that Kodesh Baruch was Zanis Olam Bechetzit. Kili Olam Chasto. That was up until Mount Torah. But once the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, we are the every single way that Kodesh Baruch Hu relates to the world is through Klal Yisrael's actions. So the Malachim came to Kodesh Baruch Hu and said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we don't want the Torah to be given to Klal Yisrael because we see, we know that Klal Yisrael will do sins. We will have to show not the kind of Ratzon of Kodesh Baruch Hu, and through their might sin, they will lower the entire creation, even the Malachim. We will be mushfal, we will be lowered. We don't want the Torah to be given to Klal Yisrael. Kodesh Baruch Hu answered the Malachim. Changed Moshe Rabbeinu's Tzuras HaPanim, Plaster Panim, his face, to look like Avraham Avinu, and answered the Malachim, aren't you embarrassed? You came and you ate and drank at Avraham Avinu's house. The idea of eating and drinking is a way of fulfilling your physical body, giving you strength. The Malachim, when they came and ate and drank at Avraham Avinu's house, says, when did they come and eat and drink at Avraham Avinu's house? This is after the Bris Milah. It says in the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Shabbos, that it says in the Torah 13 times Bris by Bris Milah. The Gemara wants to learn out in the beginning of Yevamos that an essay can be doicha lo tase. The Gemara wants to learn out from Bris. Bris is doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says you can't learn out from Bris because it's nichas lo'alav yud gimel Bris. It says by Bris 13 times the word Bris. What kind of a chum is that? The Yitzchak Isaacover explains that Avraham Avinu was doicha to receive the Torah after the Bris Milah b'koach. That means the potential of the Torah being received was fulfilled when Avraham Avinu completed himself and did the Bris Milah. And therefore the Torah wrote the word Bris Milah 13 times. These are the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Behem. The Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Behem were given to Avraham Avinu by the Bris Milah. It says in Chazal, or Chassadikim brings it, that Avraham Avinu, who started learning his two kidneys, Kliyosa, became Mayano Shel Torah, and Avraham Avinu sat and was Mechanish Kol HaTorah Kulo. That is because Avraham Avinu, at the time when he was mashlin himself, he now was received the Torah, but potential. And at this point in time, Avraham Avinu now was mekayim the Kol Torah Kulo, and he learned the entire Torah. Because Avraham Avinu now had the koach of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Yud Gimel Midos were given over when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the word Bris 13 times to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu now had all of the koach of all of the Torah in all of the generations. Avraham Avinu was zoicha to Torah b'koach. Now it came the time b'poel, when a Kodesh Baruch wanted to actually give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. So now Kodesh Baruch answered the Malachim, fine, you don't want the Torah to be given to Klal Yisrael. Don't you remember that you had to go down and eat and drink, you had to receive your spiritual fulfillment not from Takas Kisya Kavod. You had to come and eat and drink at Avraham Avinu's house. There came a time already when Avraham Avinu was zoicha to the Torah of the Koach, that even the Malach Hesharav could no longer receive their spirituality, their Kedusha, only by coming down and eating and drinking at Avraham Avinu's house. So this was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's answer to the Malach. You don't want the Torah to be given to Klai Yisrael because you're afraid the Klai Yisrael will lower even the entire creation, even the Malach Hesharis. You're wrong. There was a time when you could no longer receive your Achila and Shia in Shemayim. You had to come down and eat and drink at Avraham Avinu. That was the time when Avraham Avinu only was zoichet to the Torah, Lekoach, and not yet Bepoach. It says in Nefesh HaChayim, when we put our feet together to say Kadosh, 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 we know that the Malachim, their entire Bria, their entire creation is only to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. There are certain types of Malachim that once every 2,000 years they say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. There are certain types of Malachim that say Kadosh twice a day at Alos HaShachar. The creation of the Malach is to give praise and to say Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. From Karl Zell Zev, Kadosh, Kadosh is what the Malachim say. The Nefesh HaChaim said that we put our feet together to make ourselves similar to angels. And when we say Kadosh, 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 that is what gives the Malachim their spiritual energy, their spiritual koach, to say Kadosh, Kadosh to Kadosh Baruch. And until Klal Yisrael say Kadosh, Kadosh, the Malachim can't say Kadosh, Kadosh. This is the tremendous ability that Klal Yisrael have, and it all was given over at Maamar Har Sinai. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave over the Torah to Klal Yisrael, we now became the orchestrators. The entire Bria depends only on us. And that was the Kodesh Baruch Hu's answer to the Malachim, that aren't you embarrassed? How can you say not to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael? Because the purpose of the Bria, the purpose of the creation, is that Klal Yisrael, that you will need Klal Yisrael to reach your own spiritual levels. And higher spiritual levels, you will depend only on Klal Yisrael. And you'll reach even higher spiritual levels. So that's why I thought I would speak about Poritz Ka'on. Because this is a very, very important concept, that the Cheshivas of a Mechza. Now, we live in a world that's completely porous. We know that outside of this base medrash, the world is Meshuggah. That's my... I'm being very light, I could say worse than that. But the only emes, the only place where a person can find himself, is only in the Dalai Lama's of Allah, it's only in a base medrash. It's only in a big Knesset where we dive in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like I started, where Kusim Kowatsum told me then that we only need to know two things. That when you speak to Kodesh Baruch Hu, when you dive in, you are speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when you learn Torah, that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Ratzin that was Megala in the world through the Torah, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is speaking to you. So now, if we can make our lives, we have to realize it's a tremendous achrayus. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the Mateach, the leadership of the entire Bria. But when Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, everything depends only on us. Now, this concept that I spoke about, Mechza Mechza Kharov, is a Din D'oraisa. If a person, Lenin Mechitzas, builds a half, and not more than a half, he doesn't need a Din Rov. And that has a Din, Mechza Mechza Kharov. Lenin other things, it has a Din of a Rov. If a person can make his time of davening equally as important, only equally as important as everything else, then it's a mechza. If it's more important, then it's a rov. If I can just give over one thing to you, it's a little bit of oneness, a little bit of a gemara, but if we can take our seder of learning, whatever it is, the shir d'afiyomi, sitting with the chavrusa learning an hour a day, the three tefillahs that we daven, and we can make that a mechza in our life, a true mechza. That means that nothing is more important than that. It's equally as important than it has a chashivas of a rov. A person can be an avreich and learn a bit of an emesik ben Torah if he learns 2 hours a day. But if those 2 hours a day are really a omed kaporis, so that omed, that 2 hours a day is as a din, and everything else is negated completely, and his whole life becomes that 1 hour we can sneak out of the world out there, the porous, and it can come into the Omer. It can come into the Beis Medrash, you can learn Torah, you can come into the Beit Knesset, you can dive into the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that's the message I just wanted to try and give over, that this idea of Mechza Kerov, it's a deraisa, and if we need to make this time of our day, however much it can be, It has to be equally as important. In the body, it should be more important. But if it's really equally as important, then it has a din of a mechza, omen kiporet is mutter, and that will give us something to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll come to receive the Torah in a few days. We'll stand before Kadosh Baruch Hu and we'll say that I want to be able, and I promise everybody, that it, as much as the person wants, B'derek Shem wrote to Leilech, Malichim Oso, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give every single person here, Siyata D'Shmaya, to be able to make his Mechza, Kerov, and Mir Tashem, we shall have a Kabbalah Satorah and grow in learning and in Tzimah.